ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवत्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवयां भगवतीं उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिं भवदीर्णैष्टिः। श्रीमद् भागवतम कांडो 7 चैप्टर 13 द बिहेवियर ऑफ ए परफेक्ट पर्सन टेक्स्ट 29 कांडो 7 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 29 जलम तत् उद्भवै सन्नम जलम तत् उद्भवै सन्नम इद्वाक्नो जलकाम्यया इद्वाक्नो जलकाम्यया मृगातृष्णा उवादावे मृगातृष्णा उवादावे। तदान्यत्र अर्थतृक्स्वता तदान्यत्र अर्थतृक्स्वता जलं तत् उद्भवै सन्नम् इद्वाक्नो जलकाम्यया मृगतृष्णम् उवादावेत् तदान्यत्र अर्थतृक्स्वता जलम वाटर तत् उद्भवै बाय ग्रास ग्रोन फ्रॉम दैट वाटर चन्नम कवर्ड हित्वा गिविंग अप अग्ना ए फूलिश एनिमल जलकाम्यया डिजायरिंग टू ड्रिंक वाटर मृगतृष्णाम ए मिराज उपदावेत रन्स आफ्टर तदा Similarly, Anyatra, somewhere else, Arthatruk, self-interested, Swada, in himself. Translation Padbar by Srila Prabhupada Kajai. Just as a deer, because of ignorance, cannot see the water within a well covered by grass, but runs after water elsewhere. The living entity covered by the material body does not see the happiness within himself but runs after happiness in the material world. Purport. This is an accurate example depicting how the living entity, because of lack of knowledge, runs after happiness outside his own self. When one understands his real identity as a spiritual being, he can understand the supreme spiritual being, Krishna. The real happiness exchanged between Krishna and oneself. It is very interesting to note how this verse points to the body's growth from the spirit soul. The modern materialistic scientist thinks that the life grows from matter. But actually the fact is the matter grows from life. The life or the spiritual soul is compared herein to water, from which clumps of matter grows in the form of grass. One who is ignorant of scientific knowledge of spirit soul does not look inside the body to find happiness in the soul. Instead, he goes outside to search for happiness. Just as a deer, without knowledge of the water beneath the grass, goes out to the desert to find water. The Krishna conscious movement is trying to remove the ignorance of misled human beings who are trying to find water outside the jurisdiction of life. So raso vaisa, rasoham apsukamanteya. The taste of water is Krishna. The quench one's thirst. One must taste water by association with Krishna. This is the Vedic injunction. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Saya Valesha Madhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhanamne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashatta Desha Dharne Sri Krishna Jaidanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I take the kind permission of all senior Vaishnavas, devotees, sadhus who are listening or hearing this lecture. And as a servant of all these Vaishnavas, I am trying to understand myself this sloga. Hare Krishna. This is the context, particularly Narada is telling a story to how Prahlad Maharaj has met here one Brahmana who was living like a python. But he is a very advanced devotee. But he is very fat and he is very lethargic looking. And Prahlad Maharaja was surprised to see how a person of high spiritual standard and of high caliber, how can he live like a very lethargic, like living in a place like a python and collect food and eat whatever comes on its own? This surprised him. Then Prahlad Maharaja, in a very humble mood, he knows that Brahmana is advanced, even though looking. By looking at him, nobody can distinguish Varna, Ashrama, anything. But Prahlad Maharaja, because spiritually elevated, he could understand the position of that Brahmana. He is very well advanced in the spiritual position. He asked him in a very humble way, how come this is possible, two incompatible things are matching? Incompatible means, one is good eating and no big service, sadhana and all those things. Other way is spiritually getting thorough knowledge. Then he started answering to Prahlad Maharaj question. And this is one of the answer that Brahmana has made to Prahlad Maharaj. This is the background of this sloka. And in particular, this sloka is very much clear, just like a deer searching for water. Even though it could find the water slightly covered by the grass, but it was searching water somewhere else. And similarly, the spirit soul also, instead of finding the happiness inside, is trying to find happiness outside. This is the one of the answer by this Brahmana to Prahlad Maharaj. That means how one should find real happiness. It means how one should find, like a deer, it could have very well find the water simply behind the grass, covered by the grass. But without understanding that grass is behind the below the grass, there is water, the deer was searching water everywhere else. And similarly, the soul, spirit soul, is Atma, Dehatma. If he can find the soul and identify the soul, and if he can get happiness in the soul, Atma Rama, then he need not to search outside for happiness. Like one who eats nicely in the house, need not go out for searching for hotels. Because he is well satisfied with the food. Similarly, one who is Atmarama or who can understand the soul and find happiness in the soul, need not go out. This is the essential point of this particular sloka. And this sloka particularly talk about mirage. Mirage means you can understand when you go in the hot road or desert, it looks like in a faraway place there is good water. But when you go closer, there will be no water. It is only imagination. It's only reflection. And similarly, the deer trying to find happiness in different places. Looking from here, oh, there is a water, nice. It goes there, but no water. And again, from there it looks somewhere else. Again it goes searching for water. There is no water. This is way the deer is continuously searching for water. But without knowing, there is a water below the grass. There is a nice story Prabhupada is mentioning about this aspect in this particular case. How a person is gone searching for different type of places, different type of searches for happiness. There is a ship which is near the harbor. And the bird, one bird, it went settled. You know the bird, few minutes if you keep open the door, they'll come and settle. Similarly, when the ship was in the harbor, harbor means few days it will stay in the harbor. The bird came and settled. And after some time when it was taking sleep or something, the ship took into the sea, it went in the sea. When the bird got up, the ship was in the middle of the sea. And the bird wanted to go to the land, because land is its place, not the ocean. But the ship has gone deep into the ocean. It flies first to east direction or something. Long flight. It could not find the shore. Again it comes back. Again it takes west side, eastern side, northern side, all the directions it flies. Several times it makes attempt, but it doesn't find shelter. It doesn't find the land, it comes back. Finally, it decides, okay, this is my place. I don't have any other choice. And it settles there. This is the same way the soul tries to find different type of shelters. When we are young, we are taking care of body so nicely. And we see our body should be strong and well. And modern days we want to take care of very good education also. After take the shelter of education, take the shelter of money, then take the shelter of job, take the shelter of family, go on taking different shelters. Everywhere frustration. Everything frustration. And you are trying to find business, that's a frustration. You try to find the family life, frustration. You try to find money, it gives frustration. You trying to find education, there is no end to that frustration. Finally, an intelligent soul understands they are all not going to be the give the ultimate happiness. The ultimate happiness is going to come from somewhere else. Then only the real search is happening. Search for spiritual life starts when the material life desires ends. Unless your material desires doesn't end, there is no chance for a spiritual life starts. Without ending up material life, if you are searching spiritual life initially, it will be lot of mixing will be there. And it will be more contaminated spiritual life. And your purpose is try to use spiritual life maybe for material enjoyment. But really, a person who gives up material enjoyment can find real advancement and happiness in the spiritual life. Like the bird, it gave up all the flies. Flying in all directions, it gave up. This is the only shelter, it's a Tritta shelter. Similarly, a person coming to spiritual life or Krishna consciousness, if he gives up all other shelter, he are useless. Then only he can find real enjoyment. Now we are all here in Krishna consciousness and we are all in taking spiritual shelter, but we are not feeling happiness. What is the problem? Because we have not given up the material desires. Like the bird gave up flies and take shelter of the sheep, we are also supposed to give up all these other material desires and take. Okay, but it's not possible practically overnight. Overnight means immediately one cannot do that. That is why we are doing a sadhana period. Trying to increase our material spiritual practices and try to reduce the material desires. The moment you are increasing your spiritual sadhana and seva, the material work and interest will come down. This is the formula. Because without, both cannot go together. Very tough. And most of the problem we are facing in our spiritual life is this mixing. We are not pure. We have to become pure. But until that can't be, we cannot stop the practice. Let us practice. Let us become humble. Let us find where the happiness comes. We have tried all the way. We all came to Krishna consciousness. We found all outside life is horrible. We didn't find happiness. That's why we took shelter here. Under Prabhupada, under Krishna. But still here, why are we not happiness? Means still we have the trouble. That old vasanas are continuing. Old trouble is continuing. Therefore one who is serious about this spiritual practice should try to find where the real happiness comes. That means first material desire should be cut off, spiritual desire should be started. And spiritual means Atma. Spiritual experience means we should know the Atma. But we are in the body consciousness. Therefore, these are all material. Pinna Prakriti Ashtada. This body made of five elements and mind, intelligence, ego. These all eight are material. We are in the clutches of this under these eight material elements and we are desiring to enjoy these material elements and we are affected by this. That's why we are unable to get the spiritual identity. Above this is the soul or spirit. Therefore, one who wants to get this has to know where our soul position. Soul is the highest below this, all these things. Ego, intelligence, mind and body. When we are not coming out of this body, then what to talk about mind? We are not even coming out of our body means sense gratification. Because so much sense gratifications and so much unable to give it up, then how can we come to next stage of mind? How can we come to get out of that intelligence under ego. All these things, one can come out, then they can find the soul. But the whole process, the soul is the one we are trying to identify. Soul is never contaminated. Only it is covered by these, all these material elements, means material desires, material intelligence, material ego. That's why Prabhupada always tells false ego. But false ego gives the trouble. You are identifying with the material elements. But real ego doesn't affect. It gives the things. Similarly, material intelligence, it covers the soul. But spiritual intelligence enhances the soul, enlightens the soul. Similarly, mind, material mind gives trouble. Spiritual mind gives more happiness and other things. And body, similarly, material body is the cause of all troubles, but the spiritual body gives the all happiness. Therefore, the whole process is by identifying soul means by body, mind, intelligence, ego, everything should be dovetailed to spiritual position. Because we cannot give it up. I cannot tell it is, no, I am not this body. Somebody will give me a kick, I will feel bad. I am still this body, I have my consciousness. Some sickness comes, I am getting affected. My mind, I not tell, I cannot, my mind, mind has thousands of thoughts, crores of thoughts. I am unable to control, so many runs away. And similarly, intelligence, it's a perverted intelligence. We are doing all nonsense with our intelligence. Like we are nicely educated, but we are trying to make money out of that intelligence. We are nicely educated, we are trying to cheat the people. We are nicely educated, similarly, all intelligence also perverted. But ego, we are under false ego. We tell we are das, but we are always boss. We never want to be das. And this is the real problem. All these things properly aligned or dovetailed, then we can identify the soul and its happiness. This is a process which is giving how to find the soul happiness. And in this process, we may come across a lot of struggles, troubles, and this is the way we need the Vaishnavas associations, help and devotees' mercy, Lord's mercy or Parampara mercy, everything needed for to get out of these troubles. And it's a very simple process, because but at the same time, because we have a lot of complications, the problem becomes bigger. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness is a very simple process for the simple-hearted person. Krishna consciousness is a very tough job for the people who has complicated all material activities. And the whole process, that's why the sloka is telling like a deer running here and there, we are running. Whole life is wasted, being wasted. In the material life also, before we become devotee, we wasted our life so much. Our education, so much job, so much material activities, business, and so many concessions, business, wealth, everything. But after becoming devotee also, this vasana continues. We understood that doesn't give me happiness. Therefore, we took the shelter of spiritual. Spiritual means finding the Atma and happiness with Atma. That process we started. We are struggling here also. Now the whole process is how to find the happiness of the soul. Similarly, Prabhupada tells, what we need is little to maintain this body, this happiness comes. And when we go above this body, need, necessity, then all the trouble starts. Because how we need to find our body to be, just to maintain, we need to do work. Sariram kevalam karma kurvan. Very nice Bhagavad Gita, these words, I like it. Sariram, this body, kevalam, only purpose. Sariram kevalam karma kurvan. One should do just to maintain this body. Then no problem. We are doing much more than what we need. Sariram kevalam karma kurvan. Even that is intelligent like this Brahmana, he is adopting the role of python. Python means big, that is snake, that will lie down in a place. Anything comes, it catch and eat. It doesn't go search for food also. It lies down one place. Anything comes, it eats. That's the mode he adopts. That is higher than the sariram kevalam karma. We are doing karma. Ants and elephants are not working for searching food. It comes on its own. Same thing, they maintain their food. And like Prabhupada tells, if you keep a bag full of that rice, the sparrow or birds will come and take only what it mouths cold and goes. But if a man comes, he lifts the bag and goes. Very greedy. He needs more than what is needed. That is why the problem is starts. Why he doesn't have faith on the Lord? He gives next time food also. He doesn't have faith. I'll store it. And similarly, the body maintenance can be made simplified. Why we need more? Because we want enjoyment. Just to fill up the body and satisfy the hungry, you don't need more. Because we need more, we are for gratification. Woman is the only person who eats for when not hungry. All other living entities eats when they are hungry. Only human beings eats when they are not hungry also. Why? For taste. And bring diseases also. These are all basic problem where our spiritual life is getting affected. Finding happiness with the soul is happiness. Prabhupada very nicely wrote, simple living, high thinking. Makes your life very simple. Your thinking can go higher. Your life is make, some devotee was telling, we are simply living, hardly thinking. Our life is full of no thinking, simply living. Enjoy, 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 enjoy. Where is death? Enjoyment also finish. If you, unless you can, death's enjoyment comes down by taking prasadam and chanting. This is the process. We do start sincerely. And work, need to work, sariram kevala karma kurvan, for maintaining the body, not for gratification. Just to maintain the body, simply. And Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, one who doesn't have home is very dear to him. And the first job is here, everybody wants a home or flat or something. Okay, one flat is not enough, multiple flats. Then you go to endeavor, take loan, pay the loan, do the job. I am seeing all the material, big cities. Vrindavan may not be there. I don't, Vrindavan also now, lot of apartments, flats are coming. Every devotee takes a flat or apartment and they pay the loan for 20 years, 30 years. And whole life is surrendered to that apartment. That's a way the whole process is spoiled. When you are having so much anxiety in your mind, how Krishna consciousness can develop? How can you freely think of Lord? Something, this is one side load, one side desire, one side so many complications, with that we are increasing our complication. And we have to make simple life. Prabhupada tells simple living, high thinking. And Krishna tells, sariram kevala karma kurvan. You just to maintain the body, you take this, little dress, little food, little shelter. Whatever shelter available, take it. Whatever food you get, you take it. Like this brahmana, like a python. We need not be like that. At least we go to a place where what prasadam is available, take it. What facility is available, use it. What dress is available, take it. Because it becomes a source of your necessity increases. Then your source of income also has to be increased. That's a trouble. And we go sometime correct way, wrong way. And the way we make life simple, things will go easier. And you make the life sophisticated or luxurious or more than necessity, it complicates. And as a simple formula, Prabhupada gave simple living, high thinking. It means every way of life, and similarly it's only not only body, your mind also makes it simple. Your mind should be very simple. Take it as it is. Take it as it is. What Lord gives, take it as it is. Don't be affected. Amanina manadena. Then where is the question? Your mind is affected. Try to give respect to everybody. And you don't respect, then mind will be very happy. But we are doing reverse. We expect every respect. We don't give respect to anybody. That's why we are troubled. It's a very, very simple process. Mahaprabhu, this whole paramara has given very, very simple formula.
No, I am not a good Shastra reader or something, and all, but simple formula gives so much energy and so much solution for the problems. I went in the material life very deeper. Means I was, mind intelligence I was using in my research. And it didn't give me any happiness. But Krishna consciousness very nicely gives happiness. The reason is, our mind also so complicated, intelligence and mind comes together, it makes so hell for everybody. Material mind, material intelligence. And this whole intelligence should be used for the purpose of serving Lord. Krishna is telling, who is most intelligent comes to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada tells. Bhagunam Janmanam Vande Jnanavan Ma Prapatyate Vasudevam Sarvamidhi Samagatma Sudurlabha. Jnanavan, intelligent means you should come to Krishna. That's a real intelligence. One who takes intelligence to material benefit is not an intelligent man. Because he is a perverted intelligence. His intelligence is misused. Like a beautiful person uses the body for sense enjoyment. Like that intelligent, if used for material enjoyment, that intelligence is perverted, spoiled. Use everything wonderfully in Krishna consciousness and your spirit soul will be enlightened. That gives happiness. Mind. Like the trouble with the devotees nowadays is mind. They feel so much affected, so much. We have a lot of acharya's life. They live very simple life. They don't expect anything. Mahaprabhu tells, Amanina Manadena. This is the way we can Kirtaniya Sadagri. That means our mind can go peaceful. Otherwise, chanting time our thoughts will run away. Very tough to catch it. We are doing sadhana, we are doing practice, but we are unable to advance faster. Why? These are all the troubles comes. We have to analyze ourselves. Introvert. Introvert means think yourself. Where is the trouble? What is happening? Why I am not unable to properly keep my standard? What is problem? Why I am chanting so many years? I am practicing so many years. Why I am unable to advance? These are all introvert. Then you find these are the difficulties. You come to where trouble starts and you can make the trouble, how to find the solution. Body, sense gratification. Make the life simple and the thing is mind. You become Amanina Manadena and intelligence. Use for Krishna. So your intelligence. You use all these things for the purpose of understanding all these literatures. These are all not simple things. Krishna tells even one half sloka of Bhagavad Gita, somebody understand, he can be liberated. That's the power. But we are reading so much Bhagavad Gita, we can tell, but we are not getting in practice. Jnana Vijnana. One is Jnana, reading. I can translate, I can tell, but Vijnana, realization. That is the real thing. That Tadami Bhutti Yogam. That is Jnana. Krishna gives the intelligence when you become Vijnani. That Jnana takes you to highest position, find the happiness in the soul. Maybe this is the very simple process, but with this simple process also we'll make our life complicated because we are searching for so many things and we are like a deer searching for water in everywhere, even though what is nearer to this in the blood and the grass. Similarly, the happiness is within us and we can make our body simple, mind in a less complicated, intelligence for the Lord, and false ego, make it true ego, then you can find true happiness. And this is my understanding of this. And certainly there are many other versions, many other ways can be explained. And here I stop. And today, Vrindavan Thakur disappearance day. Therefore, Sarang Thakur Prabhu asked me little tell about these things. I have gone through the fine details of Vrindavan Thakur, but certainly he is the author of Chaitanya Bhagavadam. Chaitanya Bhagavadam is written before Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Kaviraj Goswami gives a credit to Chaitanya Bhagavadam for most of his references. It's the first book on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. written by Vrindavan Thakur. And Vrindavan Thakur is son of Malini Madhaji. Malini Madhaji is sister of Srivas Thakur. Am I correct?
Narayani
Madhaji. Son of Narayani Madhaji. Son of Narayani Madhaji. And she is brother or sister of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur. And today is Disappearance Day. And all these acharyas gave these wonderful literatures. Today we all find some solace. Solace means some shelter in our distress. Like this is the shelter we get from this book, pure souls. And he gave the book and their life, and everything is a wonderful essence for us. And maybe Vrindavan Thakur, he was born on Krishna Dwadasi, Mantha Vaishakhi, 1429, in Navadip. His father is Vaikunthanath Vibra. Vibra means Brahmin, Vaikunthanath Brahmin. And mother, Narayani Devi. Narayani was daughter of Srivas Pandit, not sister, daughter of. Daughter of Srivas Prabhu, Srivas Thakur's elder brother. Okay. This elder brother is Sri Ram Pandit. Vrindavan Thakur is disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. Vrindavan Thakur is a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. And Chaitanya Bhagavatam first called Chaitanya Mangala, but when Lochana Das gave the name of his biography of the Lord, it was dubbed Chaitanya Bhagavatam. His disappearance day is in Krishna Dasami of Vaishakhi year 1511. And we pray sincerely Vrindavan Das Thakur to bless us with the devotion and love for whole Krishna consciousness and Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. We have some time. Any doubts, questions, clarification, comments? Maharaj, any comments?
Mahaprabhu gave his mercy through his remnants.
Mahaprabhu in her young age also for Narayani Madhaji,
yes,
he gave her prasadam remnants. From the plate, take it and give it to her.
It is Mamkachi is one of the island, Navadip.
Now, 9 islands, out of 9, 1 is Mother Drumati, considered to be the birthplace of Navadip.
Thank you, Maharaj. Any other comments, questions, feedback? Jai Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shrila Prabhupada ki jai.